So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed Rabbi Yechon's opinion in the case of Olshin Shazarin Metchila Lebehema, V'nimlech Alein La'adam, Tzviches Machshava Lekashayit Lashu. Someone planted endives for animal use, but in the interim before they were picked, he had a machshava for achilas adam. The endives are not makabel tuma, unless he had this machshava after they were picked, because Rabbi Yechon holds machshava schibo leishma machshava. Machshava on the food that is attached to the ground is not affected, because as Rashi explains, be'inon machshava b'shasharu lekabel tuma, u'machur b'lav bar kibuli tuma. The machshava takes effect only at the time that the food is edible and susceptible to tuma, but a food that is attached to the ground is not edible and not susceptible to tuma, therefore the machshava is not effective. Rava says, however, Rabbi Yechon does agree that the Ulshan have an obligation of Meister even without another Machshava, because regarding Meister, even the Machshava on produce attached to the ground is effective. The Gemara questions Rava from our Mishnah that states, all produce that are chayiv b'meiser are also matama tumas eichlin. Now, in our case, although these Ulshan are chayiv b'meiser, nevertheless, they're not matama tumas eichlin. The Gemara explains, according to Rava, the Mishnah must be reread as follows. Kol min shechayiv b'meiser matama tumas eichlin. Generally, all types of produce that are chayiv b'meiser are matama tumas eichlin. But of course, there are exceptions of specific cases within these types that are not matama tumas eichlin. And the Gemara goes on to mention several klalim which apply only to the general min. However, there are exceptions within these minin in which the klal does not apply. The Gemara proceeds with a related mission in Masechtas Peah. Ma'idim chacham Rabbi Kiva b'zireya sheves eichargel b'shnayim eshleishim mekaymes shenaisin peyah mekal echad ve'echad. All agree that if someone planted dill or mustard seeds in two or three areas in one field, they're considered separate, and there's an obligation to separate peyah from each area. Now, v'hosh sheves de'mechayev b'peyah u'mechayev b'meiser. Since Shevis has a chi of peah, it also has a chi of meiser, as the previous Mishnah stated, and the chi of meiser, metama tumas eichlin. Since Shevis has a chi of meiser, it's also subject to tumas eichlin, as the previous Mishnah stated, metama tumas eichlin. And accordingly, this is a proof that komili da'avad l'tayma metama tumas eichlin. Even produce such as Shevis, that is designated only to give flavor to other foods, but the actual food is not eaten, is considered an eichel and is metama tumas eichlin. I think more questions is from a Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin. Bekiva says, "Va'apalpalim nikhin bekesav meiser ve'ei matama tumas eichlin." Spices may be purchased with meiser money, but they're not susceptible to tumas eichlin. Rechem Anuri disagrees and says, "Nimnu b'gomer she'ein nikhin bekesav meiser ve'ei matama tumas eichlin." Spices may not be purchased with meiser money, and they are not susceptible to tumas eichlin. Apparently, all agree that mili da'avad d'taima ain't matama tumas eichlin. The Gemara reconciles the two as follows: Pilpalim are indeed never eaten. However, the Mishnah Masechtas Peah refers to Sheves Hasui Lekamach, dill that was ground up and mixed into a dip, and the actual food is eaten. Therefore, it's considered an Eichel and Metama Tumas Eichel. And the Gemara goes on to prove that Stam Sheves Lekamach Hasuya. People generally use dill as part of an actual food and not only as a spice. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Shechai Bereshis Hagez Chai B'matanas. On sheep, there's an obligation to give their first sheared wool of the year to a kohen. And there's also an obligation to give the Zeroi L'chaim Akeba to a kohen. V'yes Shechai B'matanas, V'ein Chai Bereshis Hagez. On other kosher animals, there's only an obligation for matanas, but not for Reshis Hagez. The Mishnah continues, Kol Shiesh Li Bir, Yesh Li Shvias, Allah Haloif Shaita V'handen Dona. All produce upon which there is an obligation for beer, in the winter of the Shemitah year, they must be removed from storage and made hefker, they also have kedusha shvias, such as the leaves of certain plants. There are some produce that only have kedusha shvias, but not a chi of beer, such as the roots of these plants. Because the chi of beer is derived from the following pasuk. As long as produce is available in the fields for the undomesticated animals, one may store this produce in his house. But when there is no produce in the fields, one must remove the produce from his house for these animals. And therefore, vahani loy kalalahu, on the roots of these plants there is no chi of beer because they are always available in the fields. Sok the Mishnah, kol sheyesh le kaskeses yesh le snapir, dag tahar. All fish that have scales also have fins and are kosher. However, v'yesh sheyesh le snapir ve'in le kaskeses, dag tami. There are some fish that have only fins but no scales, and these are non-kosher. The Gemara asks, Mechti, anana kaskeses kasamchinan, snapir the kos rachman alamali. Why did the pasuk need to mention the second sign of fins? Since all fish with scales are kosher, and we already know that kaskeses refers to the scales, as the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel states, v'sirin kaskasim hulavush, the kaskeses is like a garment affixed to the fish, which is obviously the scales. If so, kaskeses alone suffices to determine that the fish is kosher, and there's no need to mention the snapper. Bavo answers, Yagdal Terebiyadr. As Taisa Mesechtas Chulin explains, Herbalon Taimim Leidu Mao Kaskeses. The Pasuk mentions snapper as a second source to understand that the kaskeses are the scales. Mishnah continues, Koshesh le Karnaim Yeshle Tulafan. All animals that have horns also have the kosher signs of split hooves and are kosher. However, there are some animals such as a swine that have only split hooves but no horns and are not kosher because it does not have both kosher signs. The Mishnah continues, all foods that require bracha after they were eaten also require bracha before they were eaten. While there are some foods that require bracha only before they're eaten, but not after they're eaten, because they are of a lesser significance. And the Gemara offers several examples which, according to some opinions, require only a bracha reshaina, but not a bracha achreina. Yerek, green vegetables, maya, water, mitzvahs, the fulfillment of mitzvahs, rechani, smelling spices.